You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 54, Mack the Knife by Bobby Darin. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at Bobby Darin's Mack the Knife, an opera adaptation about a serial murder that hit number one in 1959. We'll find out more about the song and its killer subject in just a moment, but first, a little background on Bobby Darin. Bobby Darin was born May 14, 1936, with the name Walden Robert Casoto in New York, New York. His mother was 17 when he was born at the Founding Fathers Hospital for Unwed Mothers and secretly assumed the role of his sister while her mother, Darin's grandmother, raised him as her own. A secret that Darin himself didn't find out about until he was 32 years old. Darin was a sickly child, suffering routinely from rheumatic fever attacks, and as an adult, had a history of heart failure. At the age of 20, and even though he was on a scholarship, he dropped out of Hunter College in 1956 to pursue acting, recording, and songwriting with his mentor and manager, Don Kirshner. Don Kirshner would later become a legend of the entertainment industry in the 1960s and 1970s, having published scores of hits and being responsible for the United States' answer to the Beatles, The Monkees. With Kirshner's help, Darin released a cover of Lonnie Donegan's Rock Island Line for Decca Records, but the single didn't chart. And following that, in 1957, his next three singles, recorded for Atlantic Records, also went nowhere. He needed a hit, and needed it soon, and he'd find it the next year, as he and the mother of DJ Murray the K wrote a song in 10 minutes that climbed all the way up to number 3 on the U.S. singles chart. The song was Splish Splash, and it helped set Darin's direction in music, even if his destination wouldn't necessarily stay on the AM pop music trail. Later that same year, he released Queen of the Hop, which became his second million seller, and early the next year, he'd find his third hit single with Dream Lover, which rose as high as number 2 on the charts. That August, he recorded what would become his biggest hit single, a jazzified cover of a song from Kurt Vail's Three Penny Opera, which was also recorded by Louis Armstrong. That song was Mack the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heap, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never a trace of red.
The song tells the story of Mack Heath, the main character of the Three Penny Opera, and the trail of blood that's left in his wake. The opening verse compares him to a shark, saying that the shark at least shows his teeth, whereas Mack Heath keeps his own weapon, a jackknife, well hidden.
Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life, and someone sneaking round a corner. Could that someone be Mack the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash?
Numerologists might find the following information interesting. The song reached number one in 1959 after entering the charts at position 59, and it was the 59th song to reach number one on the Billboard charts since the creation of the charts in 1955. This next verse talks about some of Mac's victims and includes the name Lottie Lenya, who happens to be the widow of the writer Kurt Vale. Lenya happened to be in the studio when Louis Armstrong recorded his original version, and Armstrong spontaneously added her name to the list of victims. When Darren covered the song, he included the name as well.
Not that Maggie back in town.
After growing up as a sickly child and having numerous heart problems as an adult, Darren was told that he'd be lucky to see the age of 30. In 1973, he called for an ambulance to take him to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Suffering from congestive heart failure, he slipped into a coma on December 18th and died at the age of 37, 2 days later.
Back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.